This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are saddened to report that this incident so far has resulted in 13 confirmed fatalities as a result of the storm that came through our area last night and caused devastation in the Montecito area of the Thomas Fire Burn area.
I'm driving down the road 60 miles an hour, and the mudslide comes out of nowhere, out of the bushes here, and it comes out 3-4 seconds and hits my car, pushes me over 3 to 4 feet, almost against the railing.
Wow, lucky to be alive. That's what some people are saying. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the deal is, I lived in California. Here's what happens, sadly. You have these horrible fires, and then the fires were so bad, so much land was torn up, it leaves them vulnerable to mudslides. And the mudslides were so strong, that last description was pretty much what sometimes happens. It all of a sudden it's in your face and you cannot get out of it, and it overwhelms your car. 13 people died. It destroyed homes. There was rescues in some of these really flooded areas. You heard at the top Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown. He thinks that the death toll actually could rise. Many of the deaths were believed to be in that Montecito area. And it's beautiful there. That's Santa Barbara area territory right there. I used to live very close by. So mud flow, water overwhelming it, inundating the areas. And this is, of course, the Thomas Fire where people were fleeing from the area. There are people unaccounted for, at least 50. That's scary when they're trying to find missing people. They say the description that really kind of made the hair on my arm stand up is, think of this. This is just a normal town, a pretty town, in fact, a coastal town where you were right there off the Pacific Ocean. They're saying that, Bill Brown's saying, it looked like a World War I battlefield. Carpet of mud, debris everywhere, boulders, rocks, downed trees, power lines, just wrecked cars. Terrible. Just even trying to get to homes, it was so bad. And the 101 freeway closed the parts of it because there's too much debris. Can't open it. And I'll tell you what, there's no way to get around that either. 5.5 inches of rain. So it's such a weird, wacky thing because they need the rain. But the rain after the fire creates the mud problem, so it unleashed just a wicked, horrible storm. Where there were evacuations, people were trapped, they were going door to door, just trying to assess what happened. And I'll just add this. The mud was knee-deep on some of the roadways. Some of the roadways, roads I used to go down every day. And I saw a picture of a truck. You know how big trucks are. This big truck buried in the mud. It was halfway up to the roof. I was stunned. This tractor trailer. And that shows you this wasn't, oh, a little mudslide. This was a horrific mudslide. And somebody at the wrong place at the wrong time or washing their house out, pushing it out. You know, when you've got the house surrounded 2 to 3 feet, there's not much you can do about that. I really feel you, California. It's been rough from the fall into 2018, whether we're talking about fires, mudslides, floods, just really kind of crazy. And we're going to introduce you to a woman tomorrow who has got such a fascinating background. Her name's Anna Weber. And I was talking to her today, and she was saying, oh, I caught you just in time. She said, you would not believe the rain coming down here. It's like so thick, you can't see anything. I mean, you just cannot see anything whatsoever. All right, so that's the deadly mudslides. In the meantime, the mudslinging continues over the Michael Wolff book, but it's starting to kind of wind down, which is what happens and what I predicted. So a couple of news cycles, a lot of conversation. Wolf defends questioning Trump's fitness and other things. Trump says he's not a journalist. He's this, he's that, whatever. How did he get the access? People wonder. That's my wondering, too. And then that gets pushed out. And that gets pushed out for Mother Nature with the mudslides and the devastation of those wildfires in Southern California and what happened because of it. And then the judge ruling and that DACA has to remain in place for the Dreamers for now. So no booting out of kids that were brought to the country when they were young. A federal judge in California blocked the Trump administration's attempt from last September to bring an end to the program. So it has to remain in place, at least for the foreseeable future. Doesn't mean that doesn't change, but at least for now, it stays in place. And how about this? Following the Gold Globe speech that Oprah gave, that no matter what, if you go back and you look at her speech, I have to say it is very, somebody speaks for a living, is very, very well done. So Republicans are already kind of making their election bets. They spent last weekend huddling with the Prez at Camp David to frame the legislative agenda for 2018, but they already placed the bets that most likely determine their fate in the November's midterm elections. And they're aligning more closely with Donald Trump, even with questions that are mounting about this or that or whatever. It seems as though that's kind of being shored up. And that makes sense because, obviously, from at least the way the words are coming out, he runs again, and then it's the question for the Democrats as to who's going to run against him. And because of the Oprah speculation, even he addressed and said, I don't think she's going to run. I was one of the last people on her show. I like Oprah. I don't think that she does it, though. He said I would beat her, but I don't see her running. And I guess that's a question that's up in the air. What would be on the table that would make her want to run and give up any kind of privacy whatsoever, even if she felt really moved to help a lot of people? Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. Something else that kind of popped up on my radar is this whole flu thing. I don't know about the rest of you, but boy, I am watching it since I was so sick for like a week and a half, not with the flu, but this horrific cold, losing my voice here and there, and doing everything I could to not have that happen. But flu season is pretty much in full swing. So there's 46 states where they're saying it's widespread illness. Hospitalizations, Tamiflu is running out in a lot of places. The Ohio Department of Health reported 2,100 flu-associated hospitalizations. In California and Santa Barbara County, they're saying that six people over 65 have died of the flu in just the last 2 weeks. So the flu is getting the best of this country. And they're even saying some of the flu shots are only 40% effective, if that, just depending. That's always that debate. Should I get a flu shot? Should I not get a flu shot? Do I need the flu shot? And we never really get a good straight answer on that, do we? It's kind of eeny, meeny, miny, moe, depending on what doctor you ask, whether you should get one or not. I saw a list of the most dangerous jobs in America, and I'm going to share them with you. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous jobs. Hey, somebody's got to do them, right? I don't know. Some of these jobs seem kind of interesting to me, but they do seem dangerous. There was a list in the USA Today, and I compared it to another list that I had, and it's interesting. I looked at the first couple. So this makes sense to me. A logging job, right? So why would a logging job be dangerous? Well, duh, because of the sawing and the trees falling, and you can just imagine. So here's the statistics. Fatal injuries in 2016, 135.9 per 100,000 work enough. So 91 fatal injuries, 900 non-fatal injuries. Do you know what they get paid? The annual wage. So some people would make more than this, and some might make less, but $37,590. Oh my gosh. The most common accident is getting hit by a log or a falling branch. And the machinery, the chainsaws, all of that, that completely makes sense, like I say. So if we're going to go in that direction, what about somebody who's a fisher? Meaning you work anywhere in the fishing, commercial fishing industry. That can certainly be hazardous. That's not a shock. It's very, very physical. And the average wage is $27,000. And, you know, they could be in a remote area, so they don't have access to great medical, and that makes sense. The other one, but then you see the salaries, though. Hey, this is what the salary is. Pilots and flight engineers, they're saying the total is 75 fatalities, 470 non-fatal injuries, but overexertion and bodily reaction to it. The median annual salary, though, is $105,000 and change. So they're tired. It's inconsistent work schedules, overnight layovers. Oh, can we relate to that, people listening right now? Roofers fall off the roof. Heavy lifting, kneeling, climbing, bending, all of that makes sense. I mean, their salary is like $37,000. So these are all like the top jobs that I'm saying, of the most dangerous jobs that are the most dangerous. And most of them, of course, are dealing with equipment. So iron workers, same thing. They could get struck by something that, even with the goggles and everything else, that could come up and hit them. Truck drivers. And for truck drivers, overexertion. So it's that overexertion deal. And most of this is, you know, construction, frontline stuff is what puts you in that situation. Groundskeepers, like a maintenance crew, hit by an object, their annual wage average is like $26,000. Just weird falls, slips, that kind of stuff. Police and sheriff patrol, I thought they'd be even higher, and they're on the list. But the numbers are still kind of staggering. The average salary is about $60,000. Dying in action, 108 police and sheriff's patrol officers in 2016. That was the most at the time since 2011. I would think this would be really dangerous. And they make about $70,000, but electrical power line installers and repairers, overexertion, bodily reaction, hitting something wrong that you're not supposed to hit. And again, I can see any of these jobs being dangerous, making sense to me that you are with equipment, you're dealing with, hurry up, you got to fix this, you know, that kind of stuff. Also on the list, because I went through pretty deep, besides construction and painters and anybody that climbs, anybody that does all those things I hate to do, they're on the list. Heating, air conditioning, on the list. I think of that. I think of the plumbers even that come to the house. And we had trees growing up in our one bathroom. Isn't that fabulous? It came up through the commode. And it was just sticking. You couldn't tell there was any kind of tree. Nobody would know anything. And then I love when my favorite plumber comes to the house and says, well, Miss Kate, do you want the good news first or the bad news and then more bad news? He tries to come up with funny jokes and then tells me the crazy damage that's been done. Are you sure you want to live by trees? Because, you know, they do grow up around the house. And they could burst through the bottom of your house, but, I mean, it's up to you, right? And that's kind of what I've had to deal with a plumbing issue here and there. So it's interesting. So he had to cut everything open and then basically go down in the middle. And I was horrified to look into my bathroom, and he was standing right there in the middle of the... I realized just how close that dirt floor is to me. So close, so crazy with the whole idea of the sticks coming up. And he told me an interesting story that you'd be surprised what can come up into a commode. Like he was saying, there were some places in certain parts of Texas, and it's still rare, but it happens, where somebody doesn't see a snake. I can't even visualize I can't even think of my reaction to a snake in the bathroom when I'm in the bathroom, and I have no idea. I'd rather have a herd of elephants charge after me than be in that scenario. I mean, that's how much I don't like it. I'm not into the whole snake scene. And one being there and scaring me and getting in and me trying to figure that out, ugh. That would not be pretty. One time I had a cat that, when I lived in California and I was It's really pretty fresh out of school. I think somebody gave Kino was the cat's name, Kino to me. And cats like to give you little presents. So this cat went out and got a snake and brought the snake in the house as a present to me. Ooh. And trying to get that snake out of the house, trying to get the snake into a bag. Oh, even just thinking about it makes me feel sweaty. So anything to do with plumbing, it'd be 10 times as worse. I mean, it would be awful. Absolutely awful. Let's put it that way. You know, this Alexa thing, I don't know how many of you have Alexa out there, but we got an Alexa for Christmas, and Alexa, you just ask the question of the day or ask to say when the movies are playing, just yell questions out. Sometimes Alexa hears things, though, and either answers questions for us or just starts talking. I do not know what you're trying to figure out or whatever, and just get some verbal cue from something else, and it is the craziest thing where all of a sudden there's this jabbering from Alexa, and I have no idea why is that machine jabbering. I didn't say anything. I don't need any questions answered anymore. I get my question of the day. That's enough for me. That's good enough. Let's just leave it. Let's just leave it alone. Let's leave it at that. And the question of the day has everything to do with history or sports or, you know, you name it, period. All right, so this is pretty interesting. You know, we had that rash of Me Toos and harassment from some of the morning broadcasters, Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose. So they found a replacement for in the CBS Morning News. John Dickerson, the anchor of the Sunday news show Face the Nation, is going to be on the show with Norah O'Donnell and Gail King as a third host. They say that he starts full-time on Wednesday and relocates to New York full-time. Well, because, of course, he'd have to be in New York. But they found a replacement for Charlie Rose, who had that gig taken away and had PBS taken away and anything where he was pretty visible, which would be all of his television work. And they had to move pretty quickly. But they didn't move as quickly as I would have thought, but quick enough, I guess, because they wanted to fill the slot and not just have the two that they had, but throw somebody else in the mix. And he probably was the absolute right guy to do it, because I'd say he's pretty popular on CBS. Enough people that would watch that broadcast, it wouldn't tip over the apple cart, so to speak. One of my favorite all-time interviews was an interview I did with Dick Stolle. I dug it out of the archives so you could hear it. He was a photographer who captured the images of JFK on a very sad, sad day. You don't want to miss this. Dick Stolle again, coming up next on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
About this often here on America Tonight, the assassination of JFK. As so many of you know, our satellite facility where I am for the GCN network is in Dallas, Texas, probably about, oh, maybe 10 miles tops from the grassy knoll. And ever since the president was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, a lot of people have talked about different conspiracy theories. There certainly have been many books written about it, and a lot of push and pull on what happened to JFK and certainly what happened to the city of Dallas. And a lot of people that come to the city go to the book depository, and they can actually soak in some of the history and different workings that they have going on there, different pieces about what's happened and how it was written and portrayed by different journalists and whatnot. And we have one of those journalists with us right now, Dick Stolle. He is the journalist who actually got the Zapruder film for Life exclusively 50 years ago. Dick, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate.
What was it? What, first of all, take us through the steps of what happened. I mean, I'm sure you've done this with other people, but bear with us. But that day, and as everything was unfolding and all the chaos, what was it like for you?
Well, I was based in L.A. I was the L.A. bureau chief for life. We got the news. Another reporter and two photographers and I jumped on plane, flew to Dallas, and I was setting up a kind of a temporary bureau in the Adolphus Hotel right downtown when I got a phone call from a stringer, that is a part-time correspondent for life, a woman named Patsy Swank. She had spent the afternoon at the Dallas Police Department and had gone home to fix dinner for her kids. She got a phone call from a reporter friend who said he'd heard from a cop. Now, this is the way these things go. Who had heard that a businessman had been in Dealey Plaza with a movie camera and had photographed the assassination. And I thought, wow. And she said he couldn't spell the name, but this is how he pronounced it. And I picked up the phone book and ran my finger down the Z's, and there was Zapruder, Abraham, just the way she pronounced it. So I started calling him, and about 11 o'clock at night, I reached him, very weary voice answering. I identified myself, asked a few questions. Yes, he had been in Dealey Plaza. Yes, he had photographed it, and yes, he had seen the film himself. And I asked him if I could come out right then. And this was a man. This was a man who had seen a murder that afternoon.
Wow!
And he asked me very sincerely, please don't. And sometimes in his business, you know, you have to push, and sometimes you feel that pushing is not a very good idea. And thank God I came to the second conclusion. And so he said, please come to my garment factory at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday. I got there at 8, and because I was pretty sure other reporters would have heard the same thing, as indeed did happen. So at 8 o'clock that morning, there were two Secret Service agents in his office, and he said he was about to show the film to them, showing their inability to do their most important job, which is to protect the President of the United States. So he showed the film to the three of us, and it was that familiar snaking around Dealey Plaza, and the first shot, or actually the first shot missed, the second shot, which hit Kennedy and then went into Governor Conley. And then a few seconds later, this awful, awful frame 313, where the whole top of the president's head flies up into the air.
Yeah.
And Kate, the sound you just made is the sound that all three of us made when we saw that headshot. I mean, it was as if we had been gut punched simultaneously.
Wow. And then the decision comes, as you say, this is so overwhelming almost to see this, and then life decides you're going to feature this, and you publish about, what, 30 frames of it in black and white? Is that what happened?
22 the first time. We did not publish in that first issue. We did not publish the headshot, the frame 313. We just felt, on behalf of the Kennedy family, they had been through enough. They didn't have to see that.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, Life magazine, even from what I understand, if I'm right about this, just a few years afterwards, even had a film lab try to, you know, make a copy of the original. And, of course, I can imagine there must have been massive requests. And then there was the investigation, the Warren Commission and all of that. Were they breathing down your throat with the Warren Commission, I can imagine? Because they had the frames, you know,
well,
obviously.
We started making copies of the film right away. Well, for one thing, that film was very fragile, and it deteriorates quickly. So we started making copies right away. And we gave them to all law enforcement local, state, and federal. We gave it to the Warren Commission. We gave it to the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service. We sent, when Jim Garrison had that trial of Clay Shaw down in New Orleans, we sent a copy down there because he subpoenaed it, and but we did not. And partly this is because Zapruder said to me when we were negotiating, he said, "I do not want this film exploited." And he used the word exploit again and again. And so I conveyed this to the Life people. And that was what competition was one reason, of course. But another was to try to honor Mr. Zapruder's feelings about the film. We did not sell it to, we sold individual frames to European picture magazines. We never sold the film itself to either television or to motion pictures.
And the and you know the conversations you have with Zapruder, and the, as you mentioned, the three of you standing there and watching it, which is just so wild to even think about that. It was one of those moments where he was excited, and he was filming the president, and he just happened to have his home video camera rolling. Is that how pretty much it went down?
Well, he was an 8mm buff. He did a lot of filming of family and kids and employees. And when the people in the office heard that the president's motorcade was coming half a block away, they all said, Mr. Z is what they called him, you've got to bring your movie camera in. Now, there were a lot of coincidences, and here's one. It was raining when he got up that morning, and he left his camera at home. And when he got to the office, they asked, "Where's your camera?" And he said, it looked, the weather was terrible. Well, it cleared up, the sun came out, and they persuaded him to drive all the way back home and get his camera. He was that close to never taking these pictures. Then he went out onto duty. He was going to shoot from his office. He was on, I think, the seventh floor of the building overlooking Dealey Plaza. He couldn't see very much from there, so he walked down. He found the one place on an abutment, the one place where he could photograph the entire thing from beginning to end. And he was always, even when he was speaking to me, he was embarrassed by the fact that this middle-aged garment manufacturer had taken pictures of this momentous event, whereas all of these world-famous photographers who were covering the president were back in the press bus and didn't get a single frame.
Oh, wow. And so you go through this process, you have this Zapruder film, and, you know, constantly it's a source of information and I think horror for some people. Just there's so many things that it conjures up, there's no doubt about it. And Life magazine couldn't have been bigger then, and you go on, you move on to other assignments. But were you always, because of now what's happened, your relationship to this story, are you always, in your lifetime, have you been fascinated by all the things that have been written and said about that day? And there's also conspiracy theories and whatnot. Do you pay attention to all of that, Dick?
Oh, I've been following it for 50 years. I'm actually named in two conspiracy theories.
Mm.
That
I'm
part of the conspiracy. I have to say, Kate, that Mr. Zapruder himself felt that Lee Harvey Oswald was the was this lone shooter and did it on his own. And I came to this conclusion fairly quickly, and in 50 years of reading many books and listening to a lot of conspiracy theories, some of which are very well done and very credible, but I believe that it was Lee Harvey Oswald by himself with no help.
All right, perfect place to end this. What a pleasure, Dick, to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Virtual green room right now. I don't think we gave him too much Red Bull. I'm not sure about that. He's the complete opposite of many of us on the third shift who kick it into high gear a little bit later in the evening. Eric Peters is our guest, and he is a libertarian. He is self-professed libertarian gearhead. He writes about cars, energy, and freedom. Here's what I like. If you go to EricPetersAutos.com, because I'm an auto freak anyway, but if you go there, man, you will learn things that will make your eyes roll around in the back of your head, including some of the stuff that we've been talking about. What is the deal with biodiesel, which is being shoved down our throat, and who is really profiting from it? He calls it the Kool-Aid of the farm lobby, and I agree. Eric, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, of course, now there's a lot of conversation about this, especially with the Iowa caucuses and all that stuff, and we're right into the thick of it. It seems like every day Hillary Clinton is in Iowa. So to be these politicians in modern times, you just is that what they do? They just, all right, look, we gotta go along with biodiesel, or we gotta go along with ethanol. We keep hearing about the ethanol factor, but there's not even enough plants to manufacture what we would need, right?
Well, the interesting thing thing is that the lobby contributes equally to both political parties, and so in that way they've got both their bases covered. It really doesn't matter from their point of view which one gets elected, because ultimately it seems to be it's their guy or perhaps their woman, depending on how things turn out.
Yeah, so when you look at renewables, what specifically bothers you the most?
Well, let's see. Let's start with, we're told often about how advantageous it is to use these renewables, but if they're so advantageous, then why does the government have to force them down our throats? I've drawn the parallel with, I like to go to Chipotle. Your listeners may like Chipotle and get a burrito or a bowl there. And Chipotle doesn't send a lobbyist to Washington to have the government carve out a subsidy for Chipotle burritos, because people like them and they're willing to buy them without any coercion involved. And I wonder why that same standard doesn't apply to these biofuels. If there's such a good idea, it shouldn't be necessary for the government to be involved.
Yeah, and I would say the other thing is, if it's such a good idea, then let's let the politicians drive around only on biofuels and really push that to all their constituents, which, of course, you know, that's not happening, unless it's advantageous to them and they're in the breadbasket area or they're in areas where that's being pushed because of the corn lobbies there, then that's a whole different story. So it is about the power of the purse, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. Similarly, with regard to Obamacare and various other things that they pass, they exempt themselves from it, and that's rather telling. You know, if it's not good for the goose, it shouldn't be good for the gander. The other point that I would make is that it does cause food prices to rise, simply because a lot of the potential food that could be produced for animal or human consumption, specifically with regard to ethanol, the corn, with regard to biodiesel, soybeans, is diverted to the production of these biofuels. And as a result of that, the cost of food goes up. So we're paying more for food and we're paying more for fuel.
Yeah, beef specifically would cost more. As I know, I'm in beef land in Dallas, and then it costs more, as I was talking to a farmer the other day, it costs more to ship that too, right?
Sure, because ethanol and biodiesel, it's less energy dense, so you have to burn more of it to go the same distance. So the truckers have to spend more on fuel to get from A to B, and the stuff that they're hauling costs us more because it's cost more to produce it.
Yeah, and then here's the other part of this, Eric. What about older cars? What does that do to older cars when you're talking about using these alternatives?
Well, ethanol has been a disaster for older vehicles, which were not designed to accommodate high alcohol content fuels. Most of the ethanol that's sold right now is E10, meaning that the gas you buy is 10% ethanol. They're pushing for E15, which would be 15% ethanol, and they're also looking down the road at E85, which is 85% ethanol. Alcohol is a corrosive fuel, and if the vehicle's fuel system is not designed specifically to accommodate it, you get all kinds of problems. One of the big ones is that it attracts moisture, and moisture is a big enemy of your fuel system. It causes fuel lines to rot out, and it's in particular playing havoc with people who have marine engines and so on, and power sports, lawn equipment and what have you. It's been really, really tough on those things.
Yeah, so when we look at that all combined, and then you look at the auto industry, and if you're producing new cars, I guess it depends on what it is you're producing and where you're at, but that could be a disaster too as well for many in the auto industry, especially when they're in that, what I call the second-hand market, when we're talking about like used cars, right?
Yeah, it's accelerating the obsolescence of the older cars because it's increasing the wear and tear on them and getting them out of the market. And the other side of the coin is that, to get back to the point about being less energy dense, your fuel efficiency goes down when you're using these fuels. And that's rather ironic because we're constantly told about how imperative it is that we get higher efficiency and more miles per gallon, and yet the government is force-feeding fuels that are less fuel efficient on the public.
Yeah. All right. I'd be remiss, Eric, if I didn't ask you this. We're speaking to Eric Peters. You can check him out at ericpetersautos.com. You know, you write about cars, and I saw a picture of you on a motorcycle. What's your favorite chariot to ride in? What do you like the best?
Cars or bikes?
Bikes.
Okay, I've got an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple, and for people who are familiar with those, in particular the H2 750 that was made in the early mid-70s, and Kawasaki two-stroke triple on its power curve. There are bikes today that are much faster and much quicker, but they're much more controlled. As Hunter Thompson would say, it takes a real man to ride an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple.
I love that. How do you feel about, I know you wrote about this, you know, if you go to your website, you can read all this stuff, but you wrote about the Toyota Camry hybrid. A lot of people are talking about hybrids and what does that mean and should I get a hybrid and how much does it cost to me? And what did you find with the Camry?
Well, I find, now, I think the technology is impressive and interesting, but despite all the hobbles that have been put on them by the government, you can get diesels that will do as well or better for significantly less money. With all due respect to Toyota, and I like the Camry, it's a good car, you can pick up something like a Volkswagen Jetta TDI diesel for about $5,500 less than the base price of the Camry hybrid. And in real-world driving, and I drive these cars for a living, and so I can tell you from personal experience, you will match the mileage of a hybrid, in particular if you drive a lot on the highway, which most people tend to do, for less money with less hassle. So I'm very impressed with some of the diesel cars that are on the market right now.
Yeah. When you go out, because obviously, you know, you ride a lot, and if you're on your bike, do you have a favorite route that you take?
Yeah, I live out here in the sticks of rural Southwest Virginia, and there's a road just down the road from me called Bent Mountain, and it's a series of S-turns that goes about 2-3 miles from about 1,500 feet at the valley floor all the way up to about 3,000 feet in that relatively short distance, and it's the finest test track you'll find on the East Coast, in my opinion.
Wow. So, you know, I said this in the beginning, too, mixing in the politics of the libertarian bent. When you look at the fact that on Thursday we got 10 people on a stage of the Republican debate, is there anyone in that crowd that you like?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. You know, it's really kind of daunting and sad to look at that field and not find anybody that's really simpatico. And the reason, as a libertarian, that's the case is I'm not looking to tell anybody what to do. I would just like to leave everybody alone and ask the same in return.
Yep.
And unfortunately, none of those guys are willing to do that.
Yeah, it looked like Rand Paul, you know, initially, when Rand Paul jumped into the Senate, it looked like he was going in that direction, but now that's switched, I think.
I think so, too, unfortunately. Of course, you know, on the other side of the fence, it's none too appealing either.
Yeah, so then what do you do? I mean, it comes down to this. I say this all the time because I'm always pushing for the third party. But, you know, when it comes to voting, do you just say, well, I got to sit this out because how can I, who am I voting for?
Well, there's lots of arguments to be made on that, but one of them that I think is pretty persuasive is by just withdrawing your consent. They desperately need the illusion, if not the actuality, of consent. That is the idea that most people have supported one or the other candidates, but when you break it down, particularly at the presidential level, what is it, something like about half the eligible voter pool votes, so that's about 50%, and then the winner typically wins by about 25%. So you've got a relatively small minority of the actual eligible voters who actually wind up selecting the president. So despite all the talk about democracy, majority rule, in fact, the minority rules.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And if you, like you said, if you do the math, it's simple math, then you realize what's really happening.
Yeah,
really, really, really sad. Fun to talk to you, though, Eric Peters. Thanks for hanging late with us. And again, check him out at ericpetersautos.com. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye. And nothing to see. Sometimes I feel like something is gone here. Something
is wrong here. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.